Coast Radio News for Friday, August 21st, 2020. I'm George Henry. Congressman Peter DeFazio was visiting the coast yesterday and has been on the road for the past 3 days along the coast. He says that there is a large portion of structures that are suffering from disrepair, which not only causes potential hazards for drivers, but also negatively contributes to the economy.
They're telling me about one place where there's a bridge needs to be replaced, and the log trucks got an extra 2 hours on their runs because of this weight-limited bridge. So
that particular bridge is in Douglas County to the south, but DeFazio says the problems are systematic along the coast. Oregon Department of Transportation is currently overseeing work on several bridges along the coast in Lane and Lincoln County and has finished up work on the Siuslaw River Bridge this past spring. DeFazio is headed to Washington, D.C. this afternoon for a Saturday vote on funding of the United States Postal Service. He says that on that issue, there will likely be a lot of support, but is also quick to say that when the Senate will get to it is unsure. DeFazio's complete interview is available on the Coast Radio website. There are 301 new coronavirus cases to report for Oregon and 4 new deaths associated with COVID-19. The report out yesterday evening brings the total deaths from the pandemic to 412 in the state, including a 5th death from Lane County. The latest is a 79-year-old man from the Eugene Springfield area. There are now a total of 24,165 known cases of the virus. There are also 243 cases reported for Lane County, which is an additional 2 cases from yesterday. There is some discrepancy between the state total and the county total as counts are updated regionally. They sometimes do not make the state total until the following day, which is why the state map shows 7 new cases for yesterday in the region. There are still no new cases for the Florence area. Florence Planning Commission will meet Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. On the agenda is the planned unit development at the corner of Rhododendron and 35th. The matter was moved from last month's agenda. They will also look at a request for a design review extension for the Cannery Station project across from Fred Meyer on Highway 101 and will consider a conditional use permit for a retail recreational marijuana establishment at 470 Highway 101 between Nopal and Rhododendron. The commission meets virtually. If you have travel plans in the near future, you may be interested in where the coronavirus hotspots are in the state. The Oregon Health Authority and the governor's office has updated the county watch list for COVID-19. Marion and Wasco County have been removed from the list due to their efforts to control the virus, but Jackson County has been added, joining Hood River, Baker, Jefferson, Mallor, Morrow, Multnomah, and Umatilla counties. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, August 21st, 2020.